The Interior Department has proposed a new plan for expanded offshore oil and gas leasing, including in Alaska's waters. Even though the Bush administration has only days left in power, officials claim the new plan will give the incoming Obama administration more options to consider. The Interior's Mineral Management Services Bureau is preparing a new five-year program to run from 2010 to 2015. MMS spokesman Nick Pardee says the new plan was prompted because the President and Congress recently loosened restrictions on developing the Outer Continental Shelf.
The restrictions on offshore drilling that were in place during the summer, with the high price of energy and everything that was going on at that time, the President felt that it was, you know, it was right to lift the executive ban, which he did. And then Congress followed with the lifting of the congressional moratoria, which, you know, now opened up the areas offshore.
Some new Alaska leases are included in the draft program. MMS Alaska Region spokeswoman Robin Casey says the proposed Alaska leases weren't affected by the recent lifting of moratoria, but MMS included them in the new plan nonetheless. Casey says the Obama administration will have the option of moving forward with them or backing off.
We are starting this process to give them the opportunity to say, yes, we'd like to add these additional sales, or perhaps, no, we'd like to just continue with the current five-year program that we're working on under now. So we're given the new administration an opportunity to get a head start if they wish to come up with a new five-year program.
The draft plan adds five proposed lease sales. Two would be in the Beaufort Sea and one in the Chukchi Sea. Another would be in the North Aleutian Basin, and the last would be a special sale in Cook Inlet. David Dixon with the Alaska Wilderness League says the Bush administration is trying to push through as many oil development projects as possible before it leaves office.
This is no surprise coming from the outgoing Bush administration. It's a repeat of their continuing effort to expand oil and gas development in the already stressed Arctic Ocean ecosystem.
Dixon says he hopes to see President-elect Obama's incoming Interior Department staff cancel this new proposed Outer Continental Shelf oil and gas leasing plan. At this point, it's only in the initial drafting stage and will have to go through public feedback and environmental impact studies, a process that takes about 2 years.